Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Well, Tolos, it's hour four. We've had one, two, three wonderful, wonderful hours of the show, but we've got to continue to get our numbers up and the Upset Picks Challenge, 844-FAN-PHONE. That's FANFONE. Do us a favor, save that number in your phone, and it's a lot easier to get your Upset Picks in that way. You can put the contact name as, you know, Diesel and Cole suck. You know, I hate Cole Bryson. He drives with his phone in his hand. Cole and Diesel are the worst I've ever heard. Whatever you want to call us in your phone, save us in the phone and get your upset pick in. 844-326-3663. Before this segment is over, let's go ahead and get 20 more upset picks in, Diesel. And at some point today, I've got to get my upset pick in. Did you make yours?
I haven't said it over the air.
Okay.
But I have put it on the upset picks challenge, and I regret it a little bit because I was listening to one of those Beat the Books BetQL promos earlier today, about an hour ago, and they said one of the games that was on my leans that I didn't take. They said, bet on Michigan State to top Penn State. I said Penn State's coming off of an emotional loss, and I said it when I was talking about why I was maybe thinking about that game.
Yeah,
that Penn State's in shambles, right? They've lost their quarterback. They don't have a head coach right now. Penn State is in shambles, and you got two teams that are 0-6. Both of them are 0-6 in conference play. Oddly enough, both of them are 3-6 overall.
And what's the spread on that one?
7.5 points. Michigan State are 7.5 point home dogs to Penn State.
Hold on.
Somebody's got to win this game.
Do they?
Yeah.
Let me look. So I've got a few games I'm looking at, but I want to look
Did
at
I
that
maybe
one.
Maybe interest you?
Maybe. What time? What day is that? Saturday? Is that
it's a Saturday game?
Saturday.
Penn State, Michigan State.
What time?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm looking. It's fine. Penn State. Oh, here it is. 3:30 in East Lansing.
Yep.
So it's now at 7.5. Mm-hmm. 7.5 points. Is Michigan State this bad? I mean, is that where we are? Think about that. You said it. Both teams are 0-6 in the Big Ten.
Somehow Michigan State at home only has a 21% chance to win this game.
They're that bad.
Yeah.
And Penn State almost beat Indiana. I guess they are truly that bad.
Aiden Childs, quarterback for Michigan State.
Yeah.
1,400 yards on the season, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Oh.
So he is just not prolific in any way, shape, or form.
How about this nugget from Dan B just now on the stream? No one has taken that game yet.
I thought about it.
No one's taken it.
I wonder if FU Ashley is going to take that game.
Don't tell her about it. Don't do it. Just don't tell her. By the way, there are three games tonight that are valid for the Upset Picks Challenge. Mm-hmm. Buffalo Central Michigan, Central Michigan favored by 2.5. I know that's riveting. It gets better. Northern Illinois 2-7 versus 0-9 UMass tonight.
Take out the M. They're just UAS.
Northern Illinois Diesel is favored by 10.5, and they've only won 2 games. And then tonight at 7, Toledo versus Miami, maybe the best game of the night because both teams have actually won 5 games in action.
You know, I feel really bad for UMass because I remember App State in their FCS days played UMass for a national championship, for an FCS national title. UMass was good at one point. They moved up to FBS. They have struggled mightily. I think they went independent there for a little while, but finally landed in the MAC. That's the right place for them. They need to build things back up, but holy cow.
And what are you supposed to do?
They're terrible.
What are you supposed to do? Like, if you're UMass, you moved up from FCS to FBS. What are you supposed to
do?
Well, that's the best option.
Idaho. Idaho moved back to FCS. They're crushing.
Well, that is the only that's the only answer.
Idaho has been really good since moving back to FCS. I'm shocked, to be honest, that UL Monroe, UMass, some of like these really perennially terrible teams don't move back to a small regional FCS conference. You'll be back into that situation where you're playing schools that are, you know, 2.5, 3, 4 hours down the road for most of your games. I think it's a perfect place to go back and regroup and cut your costs tremendously.
Okay. So to reset, your upset pick was who?
My upset pick was Arizona on the road plus 6.5 at Cincinnati.
Okay.
Because I don't trust and I don't believe in Scott Satterfield to not go conservative. And Noah Fifita at Arizona is amazing. 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Yeah. So here's some games I'm looking at, Diesel. I am looking at tomorrow night, and you are more well-versed in this Sun Belt category than I am. I'm looking tomorrow night at Troy over Old Dominion. Troy's listen to this. Troy is an 11.5 point dog. Yeah. Both teams are 6-3. Old Dominion's 3-2 in the Sun Belt. Troy's 4-1. Troy has a better conference record in the Sun Belt. But Old Dominion, according to the matchup predictor in ESPN Analytics, has given a 74.9% chance to win this game. Diesel, Troy's only given a 25.1% chance. What am I missing here? Is Troy just not good? I mean, does their record not show who they truly are? That's a big spread, isn't it?
It is a huge spread. You know, I'm looking at Old Dominion's schedule right now. They have put up, outside of the Indiana game, which they scored 14 points. They only lost by 13 on the road at Indiana, by the way. They've played Indiana closer than a lot of other Big Ten teams have.
Sure.
They got blown out by Marshall on the road. They got blown out by James Madison on the road. But outside of that, they have been a fairly consistent offense, putting up – maybe they're getting gassed a little bit by torching Virginia Tech, but Virginia Tech's awful this year. 54 points against NC Central, 45 against Virginia Tech, 47 against Coastal, 24 against App State, 31 on the road at UL Monroe. This is a team that can score, right?
Sure.
And even in their losses, they scored 24 at Marshall, 27 at James Madison, 14 at Indiana. So they can score on just about anybody. Maybe it's just that they don't have a lot of faith in Troy, but I looked at that game too.
I looked at it. I did. Tolos, if you just tuned in on this Wednesday evening, get your upset pick in 844-326-3663. Diesel, just for momentum and confidence, it's not worth a lot. I am seriously considering Clemson-Louisville. Clemson on the road is a 3.5-point dog. Mm-hmm. Louisville at home. So, again, The traditional Vegas method is giving the home team 3 points. If you go by that traditional Vegas method, that methodology, Vegas is telling you that Louisville's 1.5 better than Clemson, which is not much. So it's a coin flip game is what Vegas is telling you, Diesel, that this is a coin flip game between Clemson and Louisville, which means either team can win. We've seen Clemson playing a lot better over the past few weeks. Hey, last week was probably their best performance of the year, right? Offensively, you know, you look back 2 weeks ago against Duke was really when they started playing well offensively. Defensively, Last week they were really good. Tom Allen's unit was good. They got they sacked the quarterback six times against Florida State. That's big. They're playing complimentary football. How does that complimentary football translate, though, to a 7-2 Louisville team that's pretty good? Should I have concern about picking Clemson here?
I would.
Is it full? Are they fool's gold right now?
I would. Clemson played really well against BC and North Carolina, and then laid an egg after that. So,
and Florida State's not good.
Florida State's not good. I mean, Florida State's not bad, but they're certainly not good. So there's no consistency. You talk about complimentary football. There's no consistency with Clemson either.
There's not.
Up and down and up and down.
Cade's playing good, but you just don't know if you can trust it.
But Cade scored. How many points did they score against Duke and still lost 30?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I think it was actually 45?
over 100 is what it felt like.
He had a monster game, and the defense let him down. So I don't have any faith in this Clemson team at all.
And that's where I've in 2025 picking Clemson to win a game against a good team. that's ballsy,
might
right?
Might as well go for the gold and just pick South Carolina.
You know what? Speaking of ballsy, 19.5 points. I think somebody, was it Dewey or somebody else picked that game?
Jack Veltri said, hey, there's a new energy with Mike Furry.
Let me tell you this. I love Mike Furry. I've known Mike Furry for a few years now, and he's a great coach, but an even better person. Mike Furry ain't beating A&M. And they can clip that out and put it on the TV in the locker room, and when they beat A&M, they'll say it was, you know, because of me. It doesn't matter if Mike Furry's calling plays. It doesn't matter who's calling plays. Satterfield, Dow Loggins. South Carolina's not beating Texas A&M Saturday at College Station. It's just not happening. So I'm not picking. Marcel Reed's phenomenal. Could they keep it close? Yeah. Do they cover 19.5? Diesel? I think they do.
I think we've all finally come around to the idea that this A&M team is for real.
They're
this
good.
A&M team is not A&M under Jimbo Fisher, not A&M under other head coaching regimes.
Mike Elko, man, he's got them going.
Yeah.
What about this one? Any interest in Notre Dame if you hadn't already made your pick? Notre Dame-Pittsburgh's interesting. I don't know, Diesel, that I believe Notre Dame's a unstoppable force that a lot of people do. Pittsburgh's a 7-2 football team. Now, this is not an ACC game. This is not an ACC game.
Right.
But Notre Dame on the road is favored by 12.5 points. This is my early lean right now. This is my biggest. Notre Dame's not that good, Diesel. They're just not. And I don't know that Pittsburgh, it's risky picking them because 12.5 point spread's a lot, but they're still a really good football team. And I think that Pittsburgh at home, I think they could knock off Notre Dame.
Did you know
that it's Marcus Freeman?
Are you considering the fact that Jeremiah Love, running back at Notre Dame, is already 12 yards shy of a 1,000-yard rushing season?
Yeah, he's good.
He's really
probably
good.
Probably the best in the country.
And C.J. Carr, also really good as a freshman, by the way. At 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions as a freshman. Do I think Notre Dame are world beaters? No. Notre Dame, though, is on paper at every position
better,
just better than Pitt. Would I put money on Pitt to cover? If I was a gambling man, yeah, I'd put money on Pitt to cover. But I don't think they're going to be able to hang with Notre Dame.
And then what about this Bama Oklahoma game? I mean, this one's interesting. This, when you are doing your upset pick for this week, this one has to be looked at. It's intriguing. Bama, really good, 8-1. Oklahoma, 7-2. I want to find this audio and play it for you from Ryan Grubb because it relates to Brent Venables and sign stealing. But Diesel, I'd be lying to you if I told you I didn't have interest in this one. Do I think Bama's the better team? I do, but there's part of me that says take Venables here.
Yeah, but Venables is a defensive guy, right? Venables' defense gave up 27 points against Tennessee.
Yeah.
They gave up 34 points in a loss at home, by the way, to Ole Miss. They gave up 23 points in a loss to Texas. This Oklahoma team, good team. They're just, again, they're inconsistent. And when it's on the road at Alabama, that changes things.
It does. It does. And I've got this audio, Diesel, that I want to play, speaking of Alabama and Oklahoma here. You remember a few weeks ago when I had the audio of Lane Kiffin talking about Venable sign stealing, and I told you the story about the Clemson player that told me that way back when? Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator at Alabama, was asked about that this week, and here's what he had to say on that. I thought this was pretty telling.
Suggested that Oklahoma might
start
be... Coach, a couple weeks ago, Lane Kiffin suggested that Oklahoma might be good at stealing signs or gathering information. Is that something that you guys have talked about this week, or and will y'all maybe change signs up or maybe approach the offensive play calling a little differently, the process of the offensive play calling a little differently?
For sure, on all fronts. They're good at that, number one, and number two, we'll be changing everything, so if Coach Venables listening, just know they're all changing. But they do everything within the parameters of the game, though, and they're nothing illegal about what they do. They're good at what they do, so certainly I take that in consideration.
So Diesel, he says they're changing everything when it comes to the sign stealing.
Are they not changing anything, but they're stating publicly that they're changing
things? Could
be. To make them say, oh, well, we're not really worried about the signals they've been calling because they're not going to use us.
Look, if I'm Ryan Grubb, I'm changing everything. Because Brent Venables, we've talked about it, he's very good at that, picking up and identifying signs and spending time during the week figuring out what you're doing. I think you're crazy not to. Why do you want to put yourself in a position where maybe you're calling plays Venable knows, right?
You've got to.
So I do find that game a little interesting, Diesel. Listen, Virginia Duke was one. I highlighted a lot of games this week, man. I looked at Iowa USC. USC's favored by 6.5. Diesel, 3:30 on Saturday. I looked at Virginia, who's coming off of a tough loss just in very recent weeks now. What was that last week they lost or 2 weeks ago? Virginia's a good football team. They're on the road at Duke. Duke at home is favored by 4.5 points. It's not a big one. It's not a big swinger there. I mean, you're only going to get 4.5, but I trust
Tony Romo.
I know.
It's not a big swinger there.
And I said in recent weeks, no, it was Saturday. They lost Saturday. So here's what I like. In fact, put me down. Wake Forest beat Virginia Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Forest 16, Virginia 9. A good Virginia team with Tony Elliott coming off of a 16-9 loss to Wake Forest is going on the road at Duke. I think Virginia's the better team. Put me down, Virginia plus 4.5 over Duke. You're not... I don't expect this team to lose two in a row, Diesel. I really don't. They're a good football team, and I think that Tony Elliott rebounds. Darian Mensah, he's a good quarterback. We saw what they did to Clemson, but give me Virginia plus 4.5. It's not a big one, like I said, but I'm going to take the 4.5 points, and I'm a Cavalier this weekend.
I like it. I like it. I want to believe that Virginia football can find some consistency, and who knows, even step up and be a new force in the ACC. God, the ACC needs it. We're all sitting here hoping, when is it going to be Florida State's time to come back? Is it really Miami's year?
Yeah.
Who gives a rip about them anymore? Give me the Cavs.
That's true.
Me the Cavaliers to get it done.
How about Texas-Georgia Saturday night, 7:30. Georgia favored by 5.5 points.
Ooh.
Arch Manning starting to play a little better. Still 18 touchdowns on the season, 6 interceptions. This one's in Athens. Diesel, I think I would take Georgia here. And, you know, in Athens on a Saturday night, this one, this one's the best game of the weekend, isn't it?
This is the reason why you brought Texas into the conference, to see Texas-Georgia regular season in a home stadium.
That's going to be good, man.
God, I mean, like, we loved these matchups in the playoffs, and it was great, but in, like, neutered NFL stadiums, it's just not the same.
No, I'm with you. It's a shame that they're even NFL stadiums.
Is this College Game Day this year, this weekend?
Diesel, I recall them going somewhere else this week.
I'm going to Google it right now.
I don't think it should be. It's the only answer, but I thought
College Game Day is going to be at Notre Dame Pitt.
See, that's what I thought. I thought I saw them going somewhere other than an SEC game.
Well, that's a mistake.
Notre Dame Pitt's not even a conference game.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Make Notre Dame join a conference. Come on.
I'm with you on that.
Jarrett Tripp, even after hearing you take the pick, Cole, Jarrett Tripp, riding with the Cavs.
Let's go, Jared.
Over Duke.
Let's go, baby.
You convinced him.
What's
you
the Cavs? Them. What do they say? Cav up. I don't know what they say. What their slogan? Let's go. We're gonna.
I love it.
What do Cavaliers say? What's their slogan? What's their mantra?
Chicks dig big Cavs.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Let's go,
don't
Virginia.
Skip leg day.
Let's go. I'm a Virginia Cavalier this weekend in the Upset Picks Challenge.
When we come back, let's talk South Carolina Gamecocks as they're on the road against Mike Elko's Texas A&M Aggies with Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central doing a deep dive on some of your biggest burning questions next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.